Binance MPC wallets, a new standard for card-linked custody? The most significant friction point in crypto card adoption has always been the tension between security and convenience. For years, users had to choose between the high risk of a custodial exchange wallet or the high complexity of a self-custody seed phrase. Multi-party computation, MPC, offers a middle path that could redefine how we secure card-linked funds. By removing the single point of failure inherent in traditional private keys, Binance is attempting to build a human-centric security layer. This guide analyzes the technical shift from standard wallets to MPC and what it means for your daily spending ROI and risk profile. Why MPC security matters for card users. As crypto card spend limits increase, the bounty for hackers grows larger. SIM swap and phishing attacks target mobile apps and the wallets that fund card spend. Traditional two-factor authentication, 2FA alone, is no longer enough to protect a meaningful card balance. The move toward MPC is a direct response to these sophisticated threats. It allows for institutional-grade security to be delivered to retail cardholders. If you use a card to manage a significant portion of your net worth, understanding how your keys are stored is no longer a technical curiosity. It is a fundamental requirement for fund safety. How Binance MPC wallets protect your keys. Binance MPC wallets utilize multi-party computation to secure digital assets by splitting a private key into multiple key shares distributed across different locations, ensuring that no single party, including Binance or the user, ever holds the full key in a single place. When a card transaction is initiated, these shares collaborate to sign the transaction without ever reassembling the full key, effectively eliminating the risk of a single point of failure theft. This system replaces the traditional 24-word seed phrase with a combination of cloud storage, device-level security, and exchange-side authentication, making the recovery process feel more like a traditional bank account reset than a cryptographic emergency. The mechanics of key sharding. To appreciate the security upgrade, you must understand the three-share model that Binance has implemented. Unlike a standard ledger or MetaMask wallet, where the key is a single string of data, an MPC wallet creates three distinct pieces. The device share, stored locally on your smartphone, often protected by biometric data like Face ID or fingerprint. The cloud share, encrypted and stored in your personal cloud backup, i.e. iCloud or Google Drive, protected by your own recovery password. The Binance share, held by the exchange and only accessible after a successful MFA, multi-factor authentication check. To sign a transaction, two of these three shares must communicate. If a hacker steals your phone, they only have one share. If Binance is compromised, the hacker only has one share. Your funds remain safe because the threshold for signing has not been met. The 2 of 3 threshold, recovery in minutes versus days. How does Binance's MPC model compare to existing self-custody or custodial card options? We must look at the time to loss and recovery complexity. Feature, custodial, legacy, self-custody, seed phrase, Binance MPC, Chodzikisitsitis, key location, exchange server, user hardware, paper, distributed shards, loss of device, no risk to funds, high risk if no backup, low risk, cloud plus MFA, phishing risk, high account takeover, low needs physical key, medium needs MFA plus cloud, recovery path, support ticket, days, manual reset, stressful, biometric plus cloud, minutes, the security ROI. Math, the cost of using a hardware wallet for your card spend includes an upfront device purchase plus the cognitive load of managing a seed phrase. The practical ROI of MPC is the reduction of single point of failure risk without adding a hardware step, which is especially valuable for users keeping larger card balances. Three misreads of the Binance sharded key model myth. 1. MPC means Binance can't freeze my funds. This is incorrect. Because Binance still holds one of the key shares and controls the authentication rail, they can still comply with legal freeze orders. MPC protects you from hackers, not from regulatory compliance. For total sovereignty, you would still need a non-custodial card. Myth 2. If I lose my cloud password, my funds are gone. Not necessarily. The 2 of 3 model is designed for this. If you lose your cloud share, you still have your device share and the Binance share. You can use these two to generate a new cloud share. The system is designed to be self-healing. Myth 3, MPC is the same as multi-sig. While similar in goal, the math is different. Multi-sig requires multiple separate transactions from multiple separate keys. MPC creates one signature from a single key that was never fully whole. MPC is generally faster and cheaper for card-linked transactions because it uses less on-chain data. Picking a card by custody tier, MPC, hardware, or self-hosted Binance, is highlighting MPC wallets as a safer custody model, and MPC is increasingly relevant for card-linked spending. By reducing single point-of-failure risk, MPC can lower the fear of loss that prevents many people from keeping meaningful balances in a card wallet. If you are currently choosing between cards, consider the following. For high security, choose an MPC-backed card like Binance or a hardware-linked card like Ledger Crypto Life. For maximum privacy, look at our self-custody guide for cards that don't require exchange-side shares. For ease of use, MPC is the winner. It provides bank-like recovery with crypto-like security. If you want to compare card-linked custody models, start with the Binance card and review alternatives in our self-custody guide.